Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred Show.
What? Jenkins and Alfred Part 849. Alfred's Tales, The Spook. In our last episode, Jenkins was very happy about 300 days without sugar. It was quite an accomplishment. In this episode, Alfred has some thoughts.
Buddy, why don't we go in that dark room over there and just hang out for a little while?
What? Why would we go in a dark room and hang out?
I don't know. Think our thoughts. Reduce stimulation. Reduce the amount of processing our brains have to do for the stimulation of the outside world into our brains.
That sounds stressful. I can't always go in dark rooms, though.
We could turn a light on.
Well, then it's not a dark room anymore. It's just a regular room. We're already in a regular room, so why bother going?
Okay, that's a little lazy. And that looks like a fun room to hang out in. There's, like, squishy things and beds and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, why not, though? You're usually up for things like that.
It just reminds me of the spook.
The spook? Like a ghost?
Well, I didn't really have to deal with it so much as my tail had to deal with it.
What's that now?
Oh, yeah. So, let me tell you about my tail here. One day, when I was just a young dog.
A puppy?
No, more like a young dog. I wasn't quite a puppy, not quite a dog. So I was a young dog. I went to a dark room. And I was wandering around, and it was pretty cool. And there were things to sit on and beds to lay on. And I thought, you know, I probably have seen enough. And I turned around, and something in the dark reached out and touched my nose. I jumped 7 feet in the air if I jumped 7 inches. I was so scared, I might have even peed a little bit. But fortunately, we had an absorbent carpet, so what do I care? So it freaked me out. I ran out of there, and then I went to tell someone.
Was it me?
I don't know if it was you.
Was it Chuck?
Oh, it definitely wasn't Chuck. He wasn't alive yet.
Were you even living here?
Maybe. I can't remember if I had been adopted yet. But anyways, nobody was around. And I was like, okay, you're a brave dog, Alfred. You can do this. So I went back in there. And this time, I went slowly. So I was like, maybe if I go slowly, I'll be prepared. And I let my eyes adjust. I still couldn't see very much. And I stood there for like, I don't know, 5 minutes.
5 minutes? How do you stand still for 5 minutes?
I don't know. I just did it. Grit, will, and determination. That's what I always say.
I think that's the first time I've ever heard you say that.
Fair enough. Okay, so I was in there, and I was just chill, and I was hanging out for 5 minutes, and then I was like, all right, cool. I guess that scary, spooky thing's not in here. So I turned around, walk out the door, boot me in the nose again. That spooky thing just came out of nowhere, booted me in the nose. I ran again. I jumped so high, I hit my head on the doorway.
Like Ted Lasso?
That show wasn't out when it happened, but yeah. And then I went to tell somebody, guess what?
No one was there.
No one was there. It was just me and the spook in the dark.
Well, what did you do?
Well, a lesser dog would have kept trying that experiment in the dark like I did, wandering around in there, getting their face booped. Not this guy. I turned the light on.
Oh, such a simple procedure. It makes all the sense.
So I turn the light on. I walk in there. There's nothing in there. Nothing spooky at all. Then I turn around to leave. Guess what boops me in my nose?
The spook?
Well, technically, yes.
What was it?
There's my tail.
Your tail was the spook?
Yes, it was the spook.
Is that why it... And is that the prequel or the backstory for how it became the crooked villain?
I guess it is. I've never thought about it that way. Because from that moment on, I growled at my tail whenever I could see it.
Oh, yeah. I could see your relationship starting to go downhill from that very moment.
So anyways, I don't want to go hang in the dark room.
What if we braid your tail and tie it to your right back leg?
What? Can you even do that?
I mean, it's not comfortable, but I'm pretty sure we could do it. Here we go.
Oh my gosh, my tail. It's attached to my leg. Okay, let's go in the dark room. Oh, you know, it's nice to be in a dark room and not be worried.
Something got me in my face. It got me right in my face. Jenkins, what'd you do?
Now my tale is the crooked villain. Boop! Cup Jenkins! The end.